The word compassion is used in the Bible 41 times. But the word compassion comes from different Hebrew and Greek meanings. Sometimes the word compassion in the Old Testament, most always talking about God the Father. In fact, the only time the word compassion is used in the Old Testament where it's not talking about God is when it was talking about Pharaoh's daughter seeing Moses, baby Moses, in the Nile River in the basket, and she had compassion on him. The other times it's used in the Hebrew word in the Old Testament, it means pity, mercy. Sometimes the compassion a mother would have for a fondling child. It's also used in the New Testament in Greek, and in the Paul's epistles and the books after the Gospels, it has a specific Greek word. The interesting thing about the word compassion is that there is a Greek word that is only used to translate into compassion in the four Gospels. It is only used for Jesus. And two times Jesus himself used the word when he talked about the prodigal son. His father had compassion on him, and when he talked about the Good Samaritan. Other than that, you will only find this word being talked about concerning Jesus himself. And what's interesting about the word compassion in Greek that is used for Jesus is that it is a stronger word. It is a moving of the emotion on the inside. It literally translates to the word spleen or intestine. What it means is the emotions were moved. And it's always, almost always, used when Jesus saw someone or a group of people. The word saw or see is most often used with the word compassion in the four Gospels. So I find that to mean that Jesus had the strongest compassion when he came down from heaven, lived among us, and saw at eye level humanity. He saw Jerusalem, looking out over Jerusalem on the mountain, and he had compassion, knowing they were like a sheep without a shepherd. He saw a widow who just lost a child. He saw a blind man. And all of these times he was moved with compassion. You could also say he was heartbroken. That would be the same rendering. Isn't that great to think about, that Jesus himself had such a strong compassion for us, realizing what we go through, being born in sin, and having no other way to live than in a sinful nature. He has compassion on the fact that we are dust, that we will never be perfect until we reach heaven. And since he went back to heaven, he's been sitting at the right hand of the throne of God every day interceding for us. So his life on earth was 33 years long. But every day each of us has been alive, he's been there to intercede for humanity, to tell his Father, I remember what it was like down there, to be filled with compassion as he tells God, I took care of that. That's on me. My blood covered that. I just want to give you that encouraging and comforting thought today, that you are loved by Jesus. I am loved by Jesus. With a heart that's moved when he sees us, that is filled with compassion, and that is talking to his Father on our behalf even today. It doesn't get any better than that. This week, let's go out and about and have the compassion that Jesus had. Let's look at people, really look at them in our lives, and let's let it move us to pray for them, to do for them, to live for them, to serve them. Walk in love, loving God through loving others. Have a great week, friends.